"No fire tonight," Yorin told them. Supper was a handful of wild radishes Kosfound, a cup of dried beans, water from a nearby brook. The water had a funny taste to it, and Lummi told them it was the taste of bodies rotting someplace upstream. Hot pie would have hit him if old Rayson hadn't pulled them apart. Arya drank too much water, just to fill her belly with something. She never thought she'd be able to sleep, yet somehow she did. When she woke, it was pitch black, and her bladder was full to bursting. Sleepers huddled all around her, wrapped in blankets and cloaks. Arya found Needle, stood, listened. She heard the soft footfalls of a sentry, men turning in restless sleep, rogues rattling snores, and the queer hissing sound that Biter made when he slept. From a different wagon came the steady, rhythmic scrape of steel on stone, as Yorin sat, chewing sour leaf and sharpening the edge of his dirk. "Hot pie," was one of the boys on watch.
"Where you going?"
he asked when he saw Arya heading for the trees. Arya waved vaguely at the woods.
"No, you're not,"
Hot Pie said. He had gotten bolder again now that he had a sword on his belt, even though it was just a short sword, and he handled it like a cleaver.
"The old man said for everyone to stay close tonight."